trauma. It's very helpful to us.
Okay, that thing you are asking, where last day you asked me what are the difference between Anubhav and Sattvic. Have you understand something?
We've been studying more. We're thinking we understand.
What do you have understand?
That Vibhav, it is Bhav, it is emotion, Vibhav, by seeing Udipan means something in relationship with Krishna, and Alamban, Ashraya, and Vishaya, that there is some, the Saibhav, when you see your love for Krishna is invoked.
Stimulated.
By reading Srimad Bhagavat or any books of Goswami or anything which has effect on the heart, that is called Shuddha Sattva. And from Shuddha Sattva, Sattvic Bhav comes out. Whether you know or not, whether you it forcibly it comes. That is sattva. Anubhav is also something like this, but not so effective. It can be by wisdom also. This is the main difference between Anubhav and Sattvic. Though Anubhavs are also coming from Sattva, but not so deeply from, it can be by wisdom. Wisdom?
Wisdom, yes. Intellect. We were also understanding like that. There was also some description that Sattvika Bhav is very, very powerful. How it affects the air, the prana, in the body. It is so powerful that without the thought, it may immediately come out. But with Vibhav, there's some...
You remember.
Thought may...
Some remember. That is it. Anything?
Yeah. Do you have the book?
What chapter?
Chapter 27. Should we ask for something about that?
I think we finished it.
Yeah. There was one term he uses in this translation when Vrajana, when Goswami Maharaj speaks first time.
First time?
Yeah.
First time he speaks in chapter 27.
He talks about something that he had a doubt, which Pandit Goswami removed. And he uses the term, the translation of the term called active principle. The first thing he says is the deep significance of this is when the active principle existing in the pure mind is stimulated to action, it is then some feeling comes. So this is talking about the development of the emotion which leads to anubhav. So what is this active principle? Is this the Saibhavi? Sai Baba? Is that what he means?
In the beginning?
Yes. Sixth sentence of Goswami. The fifth sentence. Fifth sentence. Sentence means Goswami begins to speak. He says, "My son, you have studied Nyaya Shastra."
Oh, that is here.
Then he says, "And I have never found anybody with such good questions." Then he says, "When I was studying the philosophy of Rus with Srila Pandit Goswami, such a doubt came to my mind." He says, "Then, through the grace of the Guru, the doubt was finished." Then next sentence. Then the next sentence, it says, "The deep significance of this is that when the active principle existing in the pure mind," what is the Sanskrit for that?
The active principle.
Yeah. What is your question?
That this term, this word he uses, see, sometimes in the translation, we have difficulty
to understand
with his English terms. And if we know the Sanskrit, then we'll understand the meaning. And this is the real weakness of his translation, that English terms
are not appropriate.
Not appropriate and not clear which what he is referring. So he says, after he says, "Through the grace of Guru, my doubt was finished," then he says, "The deep significance of this is that when the active principle existing in the pure mind," what is that Sanskrit? Active.
Shuddha sattva.
That's Shuddha sattva.
Shuddha sattva.
Uh-huh.
Here, word is Shuddha Sattva. He should write here Shuddha Sattva, then any clarification.
Yeah.
Then it is very good.
If he's writing in English, no one will understand.
No.
Only someone who has understanding of. Yeah. Okay. So you want
to
go on?
Shuddha Sattva.
Shuddha Sattva, then that will help us.
And the Shuddha Sattva is when the chitta is. But covered with, not covered, but like covered, with Krishna Leela or Krishna pastimes or Uddipan Bhav, then it is called Shuddha Sattva here. So that Shuddha Sattva, that is the Kriya of Chitta. He has written?
No. It says something about citta, pure mind.
Yeah.
But this is different from sai bhav.
Sai bhav.
This is different or?
Here is no.
Sai bhav is not meaning.
Not meaning.
No.
Okay.
Without, only bhav has come, siddha sattva. After that, sai bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattik, they will come. Yasudha Sattva only.
Then he explains.
This is paragraph?
No, this paragraph we are finished with. We have explained this last time.
Everything is cleared here?
Yeah, we understand this. It's just that term. When we have that term, then we can understand.
Hmm. And then he explains the different types of sattvas. This is later on.
Snigdha sattva.
Yes. Yeah. And then he explains mukhya snigdha sattva bhav. And then
gauna.
Gauna. And then the manifestations, the outward manifestations of the sattvikas, the astha sattvikas, are explained. And then
he's talking about then he gets to. I think we.
Before that, it talks about ruksha. Ruksha.
Ruksha.
You're not understanding ruksha.
There's a question about it we had.
What?
In over here, it seems to say that ruksha is. It is called dry. Ruksha is dry emotion. And the symptom of this is going to be this romahasan, like that. But it seems, the way he describes it here, it is coming from a devotee who doesn't have attachment for Krishna. He can feel ruksha.
When any person has no Shuddha Sattva, he's an ordinary person. By chance he heard any pastimes of Krishna, felt it in his heart, and became astonished. And some ananda also felt in his heart. Then it is rukha. Because no direct sambandha by Shuddha Sattva. No Shuddha Sattva, yet it comes. Then it is Rukh.
Is this the same as Chaya? Chaya attachment?
This can be Chaya.
Yeah.
It can be Chaya.
Okay. Now, we have heard that the cause of anubhav is vibhav. So, the cause of
anubhav
is vibhav.
Is vibhav?
Yes, but the cause of sattvika bhav is this vyabhichari, the different vyabhichari?
No. The cause of sattvic bhav are not vyabhichari. Cause by listening the pastimes of Krishna. Anyhow, his heart is
Powered
by that bhava. That is the cause of sattvic bhava.
Some circumstance is brought to the mind, the pure mind, and then sattvic bhava. So,
but it must be sattvic bhava. Upon sattvic bhava, are you koi baat hai? कुछ बात है करना नहीं समझ में आ रहा खोल दो चलिए
सो यू वर गोइंग टू से
देयर मस्ट बी फाइव भाव
यस
एंड ऑनर स्थाई भाव. और क्या चाहते हैं ओ भक्त, खुलना खोल तो खुल करके आ जाइए एक मिनट के.
So the cause of the sattika, you said there must be sthayi bhav.
That means
darshan karne aaye the.
Haan, darshan karne aaye the. Yeah, ekstra khada hai tha main. Yeah, bro ka.
Hey, usme kuch nikla?
Ab aaj se bol jayenge.
Okay, dekh. Aap theek ho jayenge.
We need a reference to this one. Why do you think we're mentioning it?
Where is it? 398. What? Anything?
You had a question on? Yes, 398, right?
So I can't. I'm not sure what the vyabhicharas are. They are emotions. They are emotions that come like the small waves in the ocean. And all this mixed together, I understand, is the big ocean of rasa. You know, that all the different waves are coming of the all these different. Sometimes there are little waves. Something is big waves, I think. But what is the cause of the vyabhicharas? These emotions. These seem to be very specific emotions, and they don't manifest as anubhav. They don't come out specifically.
Sanchari.
No,
Sanchari means sancharan. To come towards sthayi bhav. That is vyabhichari. Be abhichari. Abhichari means to go forward. Where? Towards sthayi bhav. That are called vyabhichari. And when they mix, they come to sthayi bhav. They overpower sthayi bhav, like waves. Sometimes so many vyabhichari bhav can come. And each other do like this.
They build on each other.
That are called vyabhichari bhav.
Yeah.
These all are connected with Shuddha Sattva.
On the platform.
On the platform.
And they're all based on Saibhav. They are based on the primary sentiment of affection for Krishna. They're all based on that.
On that.
And then all these other emotions and feelings and external manifestations, they are all erupting and making the ocean and then sometimes peaceful. So can something like some pastime of Krishna, it can be the cause, hearing some pastime about Krishna can be the cause of sattvic, anubhav, vyabhichari, everything.
Like one story. Murari Gupta was a doctor, Ayurvedic. He went to Hussain Shah Badshah. Hussain Shah Badshah has any disease. He was on the top of a building. When Murari Gupta went there, he saw a peacock leather.
Feather.
What is it?
Feather.
He at once felt something and went, what?
Down.
Become fell down from the top of that roof and became sentient. Her romance and everything came out. King asked, have you any disease? Oh, I have disease. He concealed that thing. By seeing the feather of the peacock, he at once went in the pastime of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is wearing this feather in his head. Are so many peacocks are dancing, and Krishna is playing on floats. Radhika is in the front of Krishna, and he became so. So, it may be that the pastimes of Krishna, here by hearing or by anything which is connected with Krishna, Vrindavan land, Jamuna, Govardhan, anything similarity to anything of Krishna, any float in any person's hand, then this sanchari bhav can come.
So some emotion can come. But that same thing, peacock feather, that is not vibhav though. It is not
vibhav. It is vibhav.
It is vibhav. But it is vibhav for sanchari.
Sanchari or any sattvic bhav it may come. It depends on the thinking of that sadhak, whether it may be sattvic, whether it may come anubhav or the vijari. But where there is sattvic, all can come, because there are prominent figures. Prominent figures.
So that is like big waves. And sometimes many
sattvic bhavs with one in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu it has been seen, or Srimati Radhika, not any other person.
Sanchari bhav is mentioned after sattvic bhav in this discussion, but it doesn't mean that it's more.
It may come on the same time all things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has described it first sattvic, then vibhav, then sattvic, then vijari. But in actual position, it may be sanchari bhav may be seen. A sattvic bhav may be seen, any bhav. But it will have some vibhav connection, dipan vibhav. And sometimes, asay in his heart, and Krishna pastimes are anything in Krishna vishay. There some be, maybe some Uddipan bhav also, then all bhav.
These are just the mixtures.
Mixtures.
And when you put when it is put together on the
then it is rasa.
Sudha sattva, and there is saibhav, and then we have.
When they describe sattvika bhav. It seems when they describe it, they describe that the Vyabhichari bhavs are also there.
It may be.
And maybe some Vyabhichari comes and that changes the sattvika. some new emotion.
No, it will change.
It must change.
Vyabhichari means it is connected with Thai Bhav. The ocean of Thai Bhav.
Yeah.
By these waves of Sanchari. Does like this. So, this Vyabhichari Bhav surely will come touch Thai Bhav.
But the Vyabhichari Bhav is based on the Thai Bhav. According to Thai Bhav, then some will be there.
Srimati Radhika has Vyabhichari Bhav, like his Thai Bhav. Yashoda Devi has this Vyabhichari Bhav. According to her Sthayi Bhav, Sakha has some Bhav. They have according to their Sakha Bhav, Sthayi Bhav, everything. In every Ras, 5 and 7 Gaun have a special kind of Vyabhichari. Some burning, some dhumait, dhumait means with dhum,
smoke.
Great.
This is
according to the sadhak sattva.
One question just at the end of the chapter. Just right at the end, it discusses natural emotions. And he uses the term newcomer.
Newcomer. They are not, if they are swabhavik, then these are Thai Bhav. This is Thai Bhav. They are not a Thai Bhav. They come and go. These are not swabhavik. Sometimes he become angry.
Yes.
And after only 1 or 2 minutes, he begins to weep. Now he catch hold of the face, and he become visad grasta, you know, very as if he is in very calamity. Visad,
very distressed.
And after 1 minute, he become very pleasant.
Those are newcomers.
Newcomers. Coming and going.
But all based on the Sthayi Bhav. But
on the Sthayi Bhav they will be.
I think
we cleared up that.
Yeah. Now, on the next chapter, the name that
he is telling that some are swabhavik and some are agantu.
Yes. He calls them natural and
unnatural. They are. Sanchari bhav are
unnatural.
They come and go.
I think we are getting some understanding of this ocean.
From
this big ocean.
By reading the pastimes of Krishna. That is Krishna Anusilan. By Krishna Anusilan deeply. And Tannam Roop Chaitade Sukritananu Kramina Rasana Manasi Niyajya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akhilamitu Padesan. By doing so, by the grace of Prema Bhakti, we can understand something. So we have known something to some extent. Now we will have to realize it by your practicing bhakti and by the grace of bhakti. By the grace of bhakti means by the grace of Rasik Vaishnava. Because this all bhav situates in the heart of bhakta. Bhakti is in the heart of bhakta. So, by practicing sincerely, we will understand gradually by and by these things. Bhakti Swami Sindhu, he has given example of all these things. Sakti, Vyabhicharis, Vyabhichari, one by one he has given. After that you can read that thing. Perhaps you have translation of Bhakti Swami Sindhu?
Yes, we have.
Actual?
Yes, good.
Yes. Term by term?
Yes. All the different Vyabhicharis
and all the examples.
All the examples. The whole thing.
One Maharaj has done.
No, Prabhupada.
He has done in a very summary, perhaps?
I think
he has done
all the examples are there.
It's all there.
Done very good.
All the examples. The problem was understanding these terms, the philosophical terms. Now we have understood the philosophical terms, and now all the examples will have meaning. But all the Vyabhicharis are listed, and all the examples of Rupa Goswami are described. We go on to this?
Anything?
Well, in the beginning of the next chapter, the title that he gives, we cannot understand.
What is the title that...
Huh?
The title. Title. Chapter title. What is it in Hindi or Sanskrit? He's given here the title.
I think he means something to do with Shankara.
Is it something about...
S-E-P-K-L.
We can't understand. Connotation of Ras.
Connotation.
Pacifical means peaceful. I think it means...
Well, he has written Ras Vichar. Not... Ras.
What is the title in... The full title in...
Ras Vichar. Well,
okay.
And then the Svartha Paratha.
Huh?
He mentioned Svartha Paratha. Paratha.
Paratha?
Next. Svartha.
Oh, Svartha.
Svartha.
Or Parartha.
Parartha.
Svartharati, Parartharati.
These two terms.
Okay. Have you understand? Swartha Mukha Rati and Parartha.
We cannot.
He has written?
Swartha, love, feeds or nourishes itself by good emotion, favorable emotion.
Favorable.
And against emotions, reactionary or emotions.
And viruddha bhav, some. By viruddha bhav, viruddha, you know? Against.
Against.
Against bhav, he become, feels glani. Glani means
fault.
Glani means dukkha.
Misery.
He feels misery. No utsa.
Eagerness, enthusiasm.
He dislikes it. And uncool, which are favorable, he becomes Mityadis. In Swartharati, Mukharati, he, the Satak is pleased when he takes Anukul Bhavasama, favorable. And when it is not favorable, then he feels very sadness. Or no utsah at all. But in Pararthārati, Parārtha means lower degrees. Sankuchit Bhava means it is not in full blossom.
Bloom.
Very, what?
Restricted.
Very narrow.
Immature.
Yes. Then he takes a favorable and unfavorable both, and no bhav.
Little.
Very little. No shadow or no eagerness, nothing. In same manner he takes both. Then it is Pararthārati.
So the love is smaller.
No, smaller.
It's attractive, you
used to say. It's smaller. What is an example of this? If you come here by seeing you, I order my any boy. Open the door. Please give something to sit, and I become very much pleased. This is Swartha. And when a man comes, why he has come? He should not come. If he opens the door, then I don't tell anything. Then I ask him, why you have come? And go. This is Swartharati. But when you came, no pleasure in my heart, and any other man comes, nothing come, then this is Parartha. No advanced sattva in his heart.
Yeah.
Rati in heart. That is Pararth. But yet he has something. Because he has Rati, but not right.
So this is on stage of Bhava, beginning of Bhava. Beginning of Bhava Bhakti. And then what he says right after that is how this is describing the development of the Sthayi Bhava.
Sthayi Bhava.
And then it asks,
at first it was only Shuddha Sattva Bhava.
Yeah.
Now gradually he is going up. Swartha and Parartha. Swartharati becomes Mukhyarati.
Mukhyarati.
Shuddha Dasa Sakha Basal and Madhu.
Principle. It becomes principle.
And then he asks that there are different categories of pure love. He calls it humble, transparent, and grave.
Samanya Svachha Santa. Samanya mane ordinary. Swachha, like kaach. What is this? Kaach. glass. Like glass. Transparent. And santo.
People will have these vita, they have already some bhava, but it's just not yet so developed.
That is called samanya.
Samanya
means what he has?
Humble.
And then?
Transparent
means something clear.
Yes. It is coming through.
Krishna came from cow herding. Some little girls, age about 6-7, they at once ran towards Krishna. They saw that Krishna is cow herding and assembled with Sakha. Then these little girl thinks, oh, it was better that I could be Sakha of Krishna. Understanding?
Yeah.
When Krishna met with gopis, Radhika, and that girl saw gopis loving Krishna and Krishna loving gopis. That girl thought, oh, it was very better for me to become Sakhi of Krishna. When Krishna went to the mother and she saw that Krishna was in the lap of Yashoda. And Yashoda was very
affectionate
to Krishna. And tears came out in the eyes of Yashoda. And it was lalan and palan doing. Then she thought that, oh, if I was mother of Krishna. This is called Swachha.
She feels to be like them. Then it is called Swachharati or transparent. And one Shantarati.
Grave or solemn, he has said.
And third is?
Grave.
Grave. And grave means santo.
Santo.
Santo, you know?
Yes.
Peaceful. This is Shantaras.
No, peaceful.
Calm.
Like Sanat Kumar. And the first stage when he was in Brahma Bhava. When there is no Vishaya Vasana at all, no Anna Vilas. And there is a rati towards Paramatma or Brahma. He likes to meditate. So, when there is no Vishaya Vasana in the heart, and there comes a joy in his heart. Joy means ananda in his heart. He feels it. That is called sam swabhav. Sama swabhav. Sama.
Sama.
Sam is the quality of shanta. That is called nishtha. Sam means nishtha. Those who have like nishtha like them is called shanta. No any connection with Krishna pastime. No bhav, uddipan bhav, nothing. But yet they are not in maya. They are called shanta. When ocean is not like doing like this, no waves, nothing. Only like this. Shanta. Prashanta ocean. Pacific ocean.
So, did you have a question?
Yeah, yeah. Are all these qualities humble and transparent? Are these descriptions of something before Sthayi Bhav? And then comes to Shantaras?
This is the development of Sthayi Bhav.
You gave example, but it means devotee is developing. So he'll like all the rasas, he'll feel.
Developing are a person, they have these classes of rati. It is not necessary
to go further.
Further.
Yeah. So this
one can go further. One cannot go further. But if they are Shantarati, they cannot go further. If any man is of Dasharas, then he can go to up to Dasharas. Sthayi Bhav. Dasharas. Not more than that. But in decision we are going. That is the
this humble. Humble. That is also, someone may have that as a, his...
That girl, after some time, after 3 or 4 years, they will become Kishore. Then by the associations of gopis, they can be in any of, in Madhuras.
Humble, the humble, it doesn't mean, does it mean meager? It is just budding? Just beginning?
That Samanya. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan. They may be always like Samanya. Their Rati is Samanya.
Yeah.
But for a sadhak, sadhak, you know?
Sadhak, one who is practicing.
He can first like this, after that swachha means
transparent.
And after that they may have sthayi bhav and gradually develop.
Wonderful. It seems that the technical terms and everything, they're important. But to hear the examples, I like more to hear the story part about the pastime of Krishna. But one needs to know the technical. To understand what is going.
By translation, we cannot know.
No.
By technical words, we can realize something. And by past times, we can justify.
To understand the past times, you need to know the technical.
So it would be good for us, we have Krishna book, 10th canto in English, and we have Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
first,
to do both.
First read it.
First read it.
Complete.
Jaiva Dharma, complete. And then after that, you can do like this. It is very essential to read this. and try to understand. If don't understand, again and again read this book, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur will surely do kripa upon you. He will make understand.
We'll read again and again. We are doing.
You will understand. Don't go aswabhavik. We should develop it
gradually
in regular way,
yeah.
Not irregular, like sahajiya. We will have to wait for sattva, shuddha sattva, by practicing, by Krishna Anusilan, by the pastimes, by hearing, by trying, shuddha sattva will come. And then everything will be solved. So we will go practicing and wait for that shuddha sattva. If you are not waiting, then sahajya bhava will surely come. You will want some lady to, but this is earth irregular.
Systematic.
This is system.
This is system.
System. By this system, we should go. I follow this system. Always praying for the mercy of Guru Gauranga and Rasik Vaishnava. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada. Always crying for the mercy.
On Monday, we go to
Mayapur.
Mayapur. We will be staying with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So he is waiting for the tape. But we are thinking that because he will
return
here in September.
Eh?
We will return.
When?
He will.
March.
I will come back a little early. He will stay in Mayapur more.
For some time.
Yeah.
More time means 2 or 3 months?
No, maybe a few more weeks. But this is so attractive, I may have to come back.
Yeah, you have to come back.
It's going to be very difficult to stay away, I think. It's very attractive.
But also, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you see, when we get there, because he won't come back here.
He will come?
No, he in September.
September.
So he will tell us, you cannot go further. Oh. But we will. He will try. He has changed his whole schedule when he found out that we were studying Jive Dharma. Now he will come in September to stay 1 month.
Who is in Radha Damodar temple serving?
Mahanidhi Swami.
Mahanidhi Swami.
Yes.
He used to come sometimes when I live in Rup Sanatan Gaudi. He is also eager to know all these things, facts. I told that you can have the association of both. You both.
He's very serious.
Eh?
He's a very serious,
serious
devotee. He is always reading and
he has gone further with the books of one Babaji of ISKCON, who was in Navadvip. He had translated some books of Sahajiya books.
Sahajiya books?
Sahajiya books, like books. What Govinda Dilambrakari. And he's reading perhaps. But he knows that, he was telling, that I know that by reading we cannot do anything. By the grace of Vishnu, we can only have entrance in that. And that is true. By the help of, by the help of Vaishnava, we can fall. And surely we may fall. Dangerous. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. But I think that you are going in the right path. That is the path.
Yeah, the association of Vaishnavas is the only...
In name also. In name Kirtan. Renam Kirtan also. The association, the following, to follow Vaishnava is essential. Par bhavana. Par bhavana is
the association.
During
Kirtan.
During Kirtan also. How to do Kirtan? How to chant name with first as if I am in calamity for going of upper arms Vishuddhi. After that, how bhav will come in our heart? So, repentance and waiting for bhav. Remembering all the associates of Krishna, Krishna, which you want deeply, in what, in whom guidance you want to be, like Sakhis, like Sakhas. Then, remembering them, that you should give me that power. So we should wait for that. They are everywhere. They will know our heart and them. By their grace, give that is sudarshan. Pray your Gurudev, he can give.
Mm-hmm.